Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things stoic. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, mindlessly liking posts, and suddenly realize you have absolutely no clue what just happened. Or when you're halfway through a conversation and find yourself thinking about that email you haven't answered yet? Yeah, I feel you. We live in a world of constant distractions. It's like our brains are on overdrive, always chasing the next thing. But guess what? The secret to inner peace? It's simpler than you think. Being present. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another self-help guru preaching about mindfulness, stick with me. This isn't some fluffy, incense-burning meditation session, though, those can be nice too. Being present is about truly engaging with the world around you, savoring every moment, big or small. It's about noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter, the smell of freshly brewed coffee, all those little things that make life beautiful. So, how do we actually do it? Here are 5 power moves to master the art of presence. 1. Become a mindful multitasker. Okay, I know multitasking is often seen as a superpower, but honestly, it's more like a mental juggling act that often ends in dropped balls. Instead of trying to do everything at once, try focusing on one task at a time and giving it your full attention. Imagine you're having a conversation with someone. Would you be checking your phone or planning your next grocery list? No way. You'd be fully engaged in the moment. Same goes for any activity, big or small. 2. Silence the inner critic. That nagging voice in your head constantly judging your every move? Yeah, let's mute it. Being present means letting go of past regrets and future anxieties. It's about accepting the now, imperfections and all. Think of it like this. Would you judge a painting because it wasn't finished yet or criticize a musician for making a mistake during a performance? Probably not. So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? 3. Embrace the, just because, moments. Life is full of opportunities to just be. Take a walk in nature. Listen to your favorite music. Enjoy a cup of tea. Do things simply because they bring you joy. These little moments of self-care can make a world of difference. Remember that feeling of pure bliss when you were lost in a good book as a kid? That's the power of presence. 4. Practice gratitude daily. Ever noticed how much negativity seems to creep into our lives? Well, one way to combat that is by actively practicing gratitude. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things, big and small. It could be a warm bed, a delicious meal, or even just a sunny day. When you focus on what you have, rather than what you lack, it shifts your entire perspective. 5. Be present in your relationships. You know that saying, be here now. It applies to our relationships too. Put down the phone, make eye contact, and truly listen when someone is talking to you. Show genuine interest in their lives and experiences. It's amazing how much closer you can feel to people simply by being fully present during your interactions. Okay, let's take this to another level with a real-world example. Imagine you're having dinner with friends. Your mind is racing, work deadlines, that awkward conversation from earlier, the grocery list you need to make. Suddenly, your friend says something hilarious and everyone bursts out laughing. But, because you were so caught up in your thoughts, you missed the entire joke. Talk about a bummer, right? That's the difference being present can make. It allows you to fully experience life's joys, connect with others on a deeper level, and create lasting memories. Think of it like this. You only get one shot at living each moment. Don't waste it scrolling through your phone or worrying about things you can't control. Be present, be engaged, and enjoy the ride. So remember, folks, presence isn't a magic trick. It's a muscle that needs to be flexed daily. Start small, focus on one thing at a time, savor those little moments of joy, and practice gratitude. You'll be surprised how much of a difference it makes in your overall well-being. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who could use a dose of presence. Let's spread the Stoic love. Until next time, keep on being awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.